This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
An insider's look at the National Football League. It's NFL Lunch,
presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse,
with Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
All right, time to feed you some football here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. Week three's done. Week four starts on Thursday. Ravens are underdogs this coming Sunday at home against Buffalo. So much to get into, so little time. Joining us now to talk about the National Football League, he's on the Ashley Furniture Hotline. He's with The Score. Let's welcome to the show for the first time, Jordan Schultz. Jordan, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us here on The Fan.
My pleasure, fellas. Thank you.
All right, I don't want to take a victory lap just yet, but before the season, I said, watch out for Jacksonville, and here they are, 2-1, first place in a very tepid AFC South. But I did say Peterson was going to be the coach of the year, and, you know, Trevor Lawrence finally going to live up to this the hype that was going back to high school. We knew he wasn't a peaked in high school kind of guy. Jacksonville kind of for real in regards to getting back to respectability, yeah, or are they just going to be part of the equation in a really, looks like, really bad division right now?
Yeah, the division is not good, but they are for real. And when you think about, there's really a lot to consider with that team. For one, let's go to the offense. You mentioned Lawrence. Not having Urban Meyer and having Doug Peterson as a quarterback guru, I've asked scouts around the league about this. Just the impact it has is massive. And if you look at the numbers, in three games, Lawrence has 6 touchdowns. He had 12 last year, so he's halfway there. More importantly, he has 1 pick. He threw 17 last year, which tied Stafford. And then also his passer rating has elevated over 30 points. His completion percentage is up 10 points. So everything he's doing is more efficient. And then I think most importantly is they're running the ball. You know, we wondered what would happen with James Robinson coming off the Achilles. He's a guy that's averaged 4.5 yards per carry. Well, that's what he's averaging this season. You saw on 4th-and-1, he ripped that 50-yarder. I don't know if they're going to, you know, win 11 games. Are they going to win the division? But they're very competitive. And on top of that, the defense has been much improved. I think the guy that I would want to highlight is not only Trayvon Walker the number one pick, but also Josh Allen. You know, the guy at Kentucky, first-round pick a couple years ago, against the Chargers, he had 36 pass-rushing snaps, 10 pressures, and he won 28%. Those are all pro numbers. Now, it's one game, but they have a lot of pieces on both sides of the ball.
And you mentioned the Chargers and injuries, again, playing a major factor for them. I mean, what DEFCON are we right now, Jordan, with Los Angeles through 3 weeks of the season?
I think part of it is on Brandon Staley, and, you know, I don't necessarily trust him to win these close games. I like how he's aggressive, but he is a defensive guy, and it's hard to believe that, considering the weaponry they have, they're not able to post bigger numbers consistently. I mean, they put up points, but their game plan offensively, to me, is not conducive to long-term winning. What I mean by that is they're not committed to Austin Eckler, who's a great running back. And Herbert comes off a nasty injury. He should not have been playing. Now, I don't know if that was an organizational decision with the GM, Tom Telesco, but Staley should not have had him out there. He wasn't right. And on top of that, you know, they've had, you mentioned the injuries, losing Rashawn Slater is just, I can't even put into words how devastating it is. He is an all-pro player. He's 23 years old, and he is the bedrock of that entire offensive line. So, you know, on a 1 to 10, if you're asking me if 10's a high panic, I think they're at a 6.
So, Jordan, what do you know about Lamar's contract situation?
Well, I never thought, and I said this on every show I could go on. I never thought they were going to pay him before this season, but I do believe that eventually they will. Now, he's in an interesting situation because he's representing himself, and one of the – listen, there are benefits to representing yourself. I'm not going to lie. Like, you don't have to pay a fee, for example, which is great when you're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars. But one of the problems with it is that you don't have that buffer, fellas, that your agent gives you. And, for example, like, if you're trying to get a deal done and you have an agent, the agent can take the message from the team of your deficiencies and massage that to you. But if you're representing yourself, now you're your own agent, and as a result, it's a lot harder to deal with. Now, I'm not saying they don't have a good relationship, because I think Harbaugh has a tremendous amount of respect and appreciation for him, and they did offer him a tremendous amount of money. But it's very clear that he wants that Deshaun Watson type money, $230 million guaranteed plus a dollar. That's essentially what he wants. So he's playing great football. I think, you know, he'll continue to play great football, but I'm not convinced that this is ever going to be resolved the more it goes on.
Now, Jordan, when you look at the Bills, I mean, the Bills, if you just looked at the stats, you thought the Bills killed the Dolphins, you know? I mean, because the stats were all one-sided. What do you think of the Bills?
Kind of obsession, yeah.
Yeah, what do you think of the Bills? And then is Xavier Rhodes, you know, if they sign him, is he going to add anything since they were without six starters last week?
Yeah, I reported the Rhodes stuff this morning, and a couple teams reached out saying they didn't think it was a great fit because, you know, the zone stuff. I mean, he's 33 or 32. He's an all-pro. He's probably not what he was 4 years ago in Minnesota, but he would help them. And you think about their injuries. It's not only Tre'Davious White. It's the safeties. High is out for the year. It's Poyer. They have been decimated in that secondary. I think he would help them. Buffalo's defense is really good. You know, they have a lot of pieces still. I think Gregory Rousseau, their young pass rusher, and Von Miller, that's a great 1-2 punch. You know, Lamar has thrown, I think it's 10 touchdowns in about 750 yards in two games. Part of that's because he's had some time. I think he will have less time against Buffalo, but because their secondary is so banged up, I would expect them to have more success. Now, Buffalo comes off, you mentioned, a really tough loss where they moved the ball but never really capitalized. Mm-hmm. I would expect them to be guns blazing as well.
Now, Jordan, I think, like, you probably got two of the leading MVP candidates on Sunday. You got Josh Allen, who's been spectacular, and you got Lamar. Who do you think comes out the winner on that one? Who are we going to be talking about as that's the front-runner MVP on Monday?
After the game?
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about after the game, right?
Yes.
Yeah. You know what? Let's go with your guy. And the reason I say that is because I didn't see the end of the Pats game live, but I went back and watched the second half, and I didn't realize that the situation in the fourth quarter, they take the ball over with whatever it was, 6 minutes, and they drive down the field, that aggressiveness, and, you know, that sent a great message to me and I think to the team that we believe in this offense and we're not just going to sit on it. So with that in mind, with it, you know, Bateman didn't have a big day, obviously, but as well as he's played, and the fact that, you know, you have a great tight end, the Bills have always struggled covering tight ends, I would expect Lamar to put up, let's say, 300 total yards, three touchdowns, and I am picking the Ravens in this game, to be totally, totally frank.
Hey, Jordan, do you think, because I saw where you had written a story about Gronk and stuff, do you think he comes back? Is Brady going to talk? Will he be able to talk him into coming back? Because I think down there in the red zone, he misses him.
Yeah, doesn't it seem like it would be the perfect fit? Just come on, Rob. Well, you know, that was I'll give you – I don't know how much – are we okay on time? Because I can give you kind of a layered answer on
that. Yeah, go ahead. Well, we got like two minutes. Clock integrity, of course, Jordan.
Okay, so when Rob retired, you know, I was fortunate enough to break that story. I've known Rob for a couple years. We're very close. And he called me up and he said, I'm retiring. Now, I didn't believe it necessarily that he was done. And I asked him, are you sure? And his answer really got to me, which was, you know, I played so much football. I've endured so much physically. You know, he broke his back as a 21-year-old in college. And mm-hmm. as a result, he had a lot of injuries subsequently. I just felt like he really was done. And I never got that sense the year prior when he came back. So I would be maybe not shocked, but I'd be quite surprised if he came back. Now, if Tom Brady calls you week 8 and says, you know, listen, I could use you 25 plays here in the red zone, you know, that's tough to say no to, but I still would be surprised if Gronk came back, given what he's been through physically. He's 33, and he's doing a lot of things off the field away from football, and I know he's enjoying that. So I guess that's my answer.
Jordan Schultz, what's happening at The Score?
Well, I just started about 3 weeks ago. It's been really fun in New York City, things are going great. I'm going to be actually at Ravens-Bengals week 5, I think. So maybe we can link up again then.
That's a Sunday night extravaganza.
Yeah, Jordan,
it's a really good one.
We do the pregame over
in Baltimore. Yeah.
Yeah, we do the pregame right outside the casino there. Me and Haney and a couple others too, so you can stop by and see us there.
I'd love to.
And you're buying too. That's how it works. First show, you buy the beer. Jordan Schultz.
I always buy the first round.
There you go. Jordan Schultz, appreciate it. Look forward to talking to you, not about football, but you do the NBA as well. And I'll explain to you why the Wizards going to make the playoffs this year when we get into that a little bit later.
I like it. Okay.
All right, Jordan. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it. Jordan Schultz joining us at Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. When we come back, who are the 5 worst teams in the NFL? A lot of teams to choose from. But you can only come up with 5. Like the Dirty Dozen, well, it speaks for itself. It's 12. Now you got to get the feeble 5. Who are they? You'll find out. That we'll look ahead to week 4's NFL schedule. Orioles tonight taking on the Red Sox. Me and Bill Ripken getting you ready at 6 o'clock with Baltimore baseball tonight. If you want to join us, you can. 410-583-1057.
How in the world?
Vinny and Haney's Feeble 5.
It has been a nightmare for this team.
The handful of teams we wish the Ravens were playing.
You suck.
105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Earlier in the show, we gave you the 12 best teams in the National Football League. Through 3 weeks, led again by the Buffalo Bills, even though they lost. They'll be in Baltimore on Sunday. But let's get to the opposite end of the spectrum. The 5 worst teams, otherwise known as the Feeble 5.
All right, Bob. My Feeble 5 is a little different this week because I have some teams in here with winning records. But to me, they kind of win extremely ugly. Let's start with number 5. 2-1, the New York Giants.
You suck.
They lost last night 23-16. They're hosting Chicago. I mean, the Giants can be 3-1, Bob, and, you know, be ugly. In 3 games, the Giants have no interceptions and only 3 sacks. Wink's defense.
Lost Sterling Shepard, unfortunately, on offense for the year. Oh, at least Kenny Golladay played 3 snaps.
And he dropped a ball.
Yeah, worth all that money.
When I watched, you know, I was kind of like, all right, come on, Wink's defense. I mean, they didn't get any free run. They just don't have a lot of talent. You know, and the offensive line, the poor quarterback, what do you have, 24 pressures? It was kind of ugly. And they spent a lot of draft capital on O-line. And, you know, everybody says, Daniel Jones. Well, you know, get him a Stephon Diggs and he'll be good. I think he holds the ball too long. I mean, he can run.
We talked about it off the air. The fact that they didn't pick up his option speaks volumes there, I would think.
Yeah, I'm just... wouldn't shock, you know. Well, my number 4 team, they're 2-1. They're the Chicago Bears. That's
you
who's going.
Suck.
Yeah, they're going to New York this week. They beat Houston 23-20 on a last-second field goal. Justin Fields, he's only attempted 45 passes in 3 games. He's averaging 15 passes thrown. You know, to me, that tells me a lot about what the coordinator thinks of him passing, or else their protection, or, you know, they want to run the football and play good defense and not have him turn it over.
And
be my
they
guess.
Don't exactly have the best receiving group in the NFL either.
No, I just don't think they're very good. Number 3, 1-2 Seattle.
You suck.
They lost to Atlanta at home 27-23. They're at Detroit. Come on, Lions. Let's get us this one. The Seahawks are allowing a league worst 8.38 yards per pass play. That's good if you got, what's his name in fantasy for the Lions, the receiver.
St. Brown.
All right, coming in at number 2, the 1-2, Washington Commanders.
You suck.
They lost to Philly 24-8, non-competitive. At Dallas they go. Ron Rivera's coached 36 games for Washington. In 20% of those games, they have been behind by 20 or more points by halftime.
Yikes. When's your boy going to pull the trigger there?
I don't know, man. Because like back in the old days, you know, when he was aggressive, you know.
Before he was under scrutiny.
Yeah. He'd be Bob, just because. And Norv's son is the offensive coordinator. I remember we lost to a game. We lost, I think it was his first year. Yeah, it was with Norv. So we lost at Philly. And he got home, of course, quick because it was, you know, he flew, you know, probably 20 minutes. But we were taking a train. So he calls. He says, you and Norv come to my house when you get back. So Norv looks at me like, oh, man. So we go over to his house, sit on the couch in the basement, and he's smoking a cigar, just pacing. What happened? And he was smoking a cigar, and he take a puff and then blow the smoke in Norv's face time.
Oh, he'd have been eating that cigar in some situations.
All right, coming in at number one, 0-2-1, Houston Texans.
You suck.
They lost at Chicago 23-20. They're hosting the Chargers.
Man, they're banged up. So much for putting Davis Mills in the Hall of Fame, I guess, right?
Houston's allowing 202.3 rushing yards per game. 45 more than any other team in the league, and the Chargers don't run the ball.
And Eckler, does his yak thing out of the backfield, but he's not running it worth a crap.
No, and the quarterback can't run now.
No.
So, I mean, there's a chance. I think Houston's got a chance to win, Bob. Washington doesn't beat. Wentz may get sacked 10 times.
Boy.
Seahawks at Detroit. I don't see them winning. Chicago, either Chicago or the Giants, one of the two is going to win.
G-men 3.5-point favorites for those wondering.
So there's a lot of bad football teams, Bob, in the first quarter of the season. I mean, when you look at it, you know, just you can make a, like I told you, the Dirty Dozen was hard to get 12. You know, I mean, there's, like, I wrote down bad teams. Just tell me if the, you know, I got Jets, New England, Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Houston.
Yep.
Chargers. Raiders.
Now they are.
Raiders.
0-3.
Giants, Washington, Chicago, Detroit, Carolina, New Orleans, Atlanta, Seattle, Arizona, and San Fran.
You think Arizona's a bad team? San Francisco a bad team?
Right now they are.
They can prove they're not. Monday night against the Rams next week.
Well, of all my bad teams, Bob, one of those at least is going to make the playoffs. Somebody will go on a run. You know, and I'm guessing San Francisco's got a chance. And you think when Hopkins comes back, Arizona. But Arizona has no defense. Mm-mm. That's a problem.
I mean, Watt got a sack last week. And there's a disconnect there somewhere on that team. But the Raiders are 0-3.
Yeah,
I mean, 0-3 usually means doom for getting to the playoffs.
And they got, what was it, Denver this week?
They have Denver this week.
Yeah, I mean, if they have, I mean, 0-4, I mean, they're done. I mean, this was a team that was in the playoffs last year.
Yes, they were, and made Cincinnati sweat in that playoff game, too. So that's your feeble five. Five really bad teams. You could add 20 if you wanted to the equation. We'll come back. We'll look at the schedule. Week four of the NFL. Look at some of the big college games on the schedule for week five of that one, including Maryland taking on Michigan State at Maryland Stadium, a game you can hear on 105.7 The Fan. The Orioles, they're at Boston tonight taking on the Red Sox. They win the opener of that four-game set, 14-8. Had to endure some rain, but got the win nonetheless. Baltimore baseball tonight, mid Bill Ripken, coming up at 6 o'clock here on The Fan.
MLB, NFL, NCAA. Get it all right here. 105.7 The Fan.
Turn it up Tuesday, cracking it up to 12, because that's how loud it goes. If you're new to the show, when we hit our volume, it goes up to 12. So if you want to turn up loud, send your song request, plus for text line. Nolan McGraw is on the other side of the glass, and I'll play it for you. Only one more selection to go, so make it a good one. Inside Access coming up top of the hour. Then it's Baltimore baseball tonight. Me and Bill Ripken getting you ready for the Orioles and Red Sox. Kyle Bradish, 4-7 with a 4.65, taking on Michael Wacha, 11-1 with a 2.70 ERA. Orioles 80-73 on the year, 36-39 on the road. Boston 72-81, 37-38 at home.
Boston was mathematically eliminated during their series against the Yankees. Orioles 3.5 games behind Seattle for that last wild card spot in the AL. As we've talked about, it's September 27th, and the Orioles are still mathematically alive for the postseason. Nobody saw that one coming. Now, we do our picks. Every Thursday we start football, college, and pro. Select college games, and the winner gets booze. Loser has to pay, basically. It's winner take all. Now, no one's mathematically eliminated yet, but after last night's games, Nolan McGraw, what's the status report? What's our standings looking like here?
So you and Vinny both picked the Giants.
Yep.
Duh.
I had the Cowboys. Was sweating it out. It was close. But now some more movement in the standings. Vinny, who came into the week with a 5-game advantage, is now only up by 3, 31-25 on the year. I am an even 28-28, and Bob 25-31.
Bringing up the rear.
You like me last year.
Got a lot of work to do, and maybe we could start that chipping away. You know, I'm already getting into desperation mode with some of the picks.
The effort play?
Yeah, and, you know, I knew when we were going down to picks last week and I took all the road teams, I'm like, I'm screwed. It's not going to happen this way. And I stuck with it anyway. Let's look ahead to week 4 coming up Thursday night in Cincinnati, Paycor Stadium. Bengals 3.5-point favorites over the Dolphins. Dolphins 3-0 with wins back-to-back weeks over Baltimore on the road and then holding serve at home against Buffalo. Bengals finally get off the schneid, beating the Jets. They're 1-2.
See, I think that's going to be a really, really tough game for Miami, Bob. I mean, a big, big emotional game at Miami. Hot, humid, guys getting IVs. The defense for the Dolphins was on the field over 40 minutes. Now they got to go play a similar type offense, you know, as that's going to throw it around a lot. I wouldn't be shocked, Bob, if we had a puffy pants game.
Oh.
Bengals.
Because the Ravens were puffy pantsing the Dolphins.
Yes, they were.
Until the fourth quarter. Puffy pants, if you're new to the show, means hammer time. Break out the puffy pants.
Remember I think it could, you know, short week, you know, a Thursday, and their defensive players, they're probably just drinking a ton of fluid. They ain't working out.
Sunday morning, our time, at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium in London. Minnesota taking on the Saints. Minnesota 2.5-point favorites. New Orleans, Michael Thomas got hurt. And Jameis Winston's been kind of in a giving mood, unfortunately, with the football.
And
he's banged up, too.
Yeah, he was back. And Kamara's not doing nothing.
Yeah, Ingram scored a touchdown, but, you know, kind of a vulture-y.
Well, that all comes down to which quarterback sucks. Basically, in that one. Is it Cousins or is it Wilson? Who's throwing the picks that day? And that's a team that'll lose.
Browns are at Atlanta. These are the 1 o'clock games. Atlanta finally got a win. Cleveland's 2-1, probably kicking themselves. They're not 3-0. They're laying 1.5. This could be kind of a trappy game,
yes,
I would think.
Yes, it could. It'll be an interesting one.
Commanders and Cowboys, as you said, during the feeble 5, Dallas -3.
I bet you the spread goes up.
I mean, Washington, Jesus. It's not even fun anymore.
They were inept last week. I mean, they were down, what, 24-0 at the half? Probably could have been a lot more.
Yeah, Wentz was sacked 9 times. Seahawks at Lions, 4.5, Detroit. Titans at Colts. Tennessee, okay, they got a win. Colts got a huge win against Kansas City. This is, look, we don't know what Jacksonville's going to turn out to be, but this could be an early litmus test game for the two best teams, we think, in the end in the division, or no? Even though I picked Jacksonville second.
Yeah. Well, Bob, let's say Indy can get a win. They'll be 2-1-1.
2-1-1.
Yeah, so they're right back in the hunt.
Bears at Giants, as you talked about there. Giants -3.5. Jacksonville's at Philly. I mean, Jacksonville blew out the Chargers in L.A., banged up Chargers, but a blowout nonetheless. Now it's Philadelphia. Jalen Hurts in that MVP chatter, at least early in the season.
And we're going to get a good feel for Philly and Jacksonville, I think, Bob. You know, and I like what Jacksonville's been doing. And Doug Peterson's going back to Philly. They'll be cheering for me. Won him a Super Bowl.
Yes, he did. -6.5.
Once, like, here's Philly crowd, Bob. You know, they'll introduce, you know, Peterson. Yay, yay! Game starts. You asshole, Peterson!
Yeah, they'll get on him. Jets are at the Steelers. Look like Zach Wilson will be back in the lineup for the New York Ball Club.
Tired of Flacco throwing. And Bob, they can't be throwing it 50 times a game. I mean, you're killing your defense by doing that. They got two good runners. Run the damn ball.
Chargers at Houston. Houston getting five. L.A. minus five there. Who knows what Herbert's status will be. He's all banged up. Cardinals at Panthers. Baker Mayfield finally got his first win. Carolina actually favored in this game, minus two.
That'll be, yeah, because you know what? Arizona's defense is not good. So, you know, maybe Baker, they got some confidence now. I mean,
McCaffrey's been over 100 yards two weeks in a row.
And he probably will three. I mean, you get a win. That locker room, that next week, that's a good week of practice. They're feeling good about themselves now, figuring out, hey, we can get another one. Yeah, it's going to be, and Arizona's like, oh, man, this is one we got to get, so the pressure's on them.
Patriots at Green Bay. Mac Jones going to be out for a while. Green Bay minus 10. Denver at Raiders, as we talked about earlier. Vegas actually favored in this one, minus 2.5. Sunday night. Kansas City's at Tampa. Chiefs are favored by 2.5 games there. Mike Evans will be back.
Yeah.
He was suspended for that game last week against Green Bay.
Chris Jones probably going to do a lot of damage for the Chiefs, I think. You know, the offensive line for Tampa. Never count out Brady, though. But both teams are coming off of losses, so it's a big win for whoever can get it. But really, Bob, when you look at the NFC South, it's not very good. You know, I mean, you got Tampa and then, you know, is anybody else going to win, you know?
No. I wouldn't be surprised if Atlanta kind of separates a little bit there. They could use some good news football-wise. And then Monday Night Football game, you can hear on 105.7 The Fan. You can hear Sunday night, too, as a matter of fact. Rams at San Francisco 49ers. Putrid offensive display against Denver a couple of nights ago.
Well, Jimmy G got to play well. The Niners got to win that game. And they usually play really good. You know, Kyle Shanahan usually takes it to McVay. So this is a statement game for the Niners, big time.
Now, a couple of college games of interest outside of Maryland. 7-point favorites against Michigan State. And obviously we'll be talking about it all week long. You can hear that game, 3:30 kickoff on The Fan. Alabama's at Arkansas, right? Two ranked teams. Alabama 2, Arkansas 20. Alabama 17.5-point favorites on the road against the Razorbacks.
Yeah, and Arkansas just lost, you know, at Jerry World last week to A&M by 2.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think Arkansas gave them a pretty tough game last year, didn't they, Bob?
I believe so.
I think it was pretty tight. I would say it's going to be closer than the experts think.
How about this one? Rutgers was feeling good about themselves to last week, right?
Yeah.
Losing to Iowa. They're at Ohio State.
Ugh.
40.5 points is the spread.
Wow.
Ohio State favorite over Graciano.
Mm. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
Oklahoma State at Baylor. This is an interesting matchup. Baylor laying 2.5 to the undefeated Cowboys. Isn't this usually where Oklahoma State starts to crap the bed a little bit? They start fast and they get into the top 10. And then they lay an egg.
Except sometimes they kind of finagle through and then they get to the Oklahoma game, you know, and then that. Baylor had a big win in Ames last week.
Yep.
So that'll be a tough one for Okie State.
And real quick, because I know we're pressed for time, NC State at Clemson.
Ooh.
NC State's in the top 10, everybody, if you haven't been paying attention. Clemson lands 6.5, surviving Wake Forest last week in overtime.
Yeah, they definitely survived. But you know what? Watching, you know, College game day, most of those people pick Wake Forest to win.
Probably should have won that game, too.
Yeah, probably should have.
Vinny and Haney, Wake Forest, by the way, at Florida State. Battle of ranked teams there. Vinny and Haney will come back. Funhouse trip, Nolan McGraw, Inside Access at 2. And then it's Baltimore baseball tonight. Me and Bill Ripken getting ready for Orioles, Red Sox, game 2 of 4. Birds win the opener. Trying to keep it rolling, man.
As Hyder would say, the Bobster and the Vin Man.
I like our guys.
Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Here on this Turn It Up Tuesday, little queen is chosen by you, the people. DJ Reader, coming out of NFL Network's Mike Garofalo. Defensive tackle, Bengals. Could be an out for an extended period of time. The knee injury. Ahead of this big matchup with the Dolphins that we were just talking about.
Tell you what, Bob, those Thursday night games, man, they're a bitch to, you know, you can't practice. You just got to meet and walk through just because guys' bodies are not ready to go.
Staying in the division, well, non-football injury stuff, Myles Garrett was involved in a car accident where apparently he and a companion flipped several times. Were already released from the hospital. No injuries were life-threatening. No major injuries.
Is it the Porsche sports car or the like the mini, you know, the van type one?
Yeah, I have no idea. But it happened in the morning. Looks like alcohol, drugs were not an issue here. Just speculating. Maybe excessive speed, perhaps.
You would think.
Losing control of the vehicle there. Speaking of the Dolphins, Mike McDaniel, my new second favorite coach.
Yeah.
Saying that Tua is questionable with a back and an ankle issue against Cincinnati.
Is that to help out with the investigation? The concussion?
Yeah. So he's ready to rock and roll. What they're saying is, if you missed it, everybody, he was shoved to the ground, bonked his head, got up and looked like he got hit by a George Foreman uppercut.
No doubt.
But Tua himself said his back was seizing up on him. That's why he kind of lost his equilibrium a little bit there. Had nothing to do with concussion issues.
If I had a back spasm, am I going to fall down, you know?
Trust me, I've lived it. You're like laying there and you're kind of in a fetal position.
Right, you don't look like that, do you?
You're not playing football.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you get up, you don't act like, basically look like a drunk.
Yeah, he looked dazed and confused. So I'll take his word for it, though. Not going to question that.
I got no problem.
Bill Ripken joining me tonight, 6 o'clock for Baltimore baseball tonight. Orioles trying to make it 2 in a row. Taking on those Boston Red Sox. Orioles try to stay alive in the hunt for the postseason. Watching Seattle, Robbie Ray on the hill for the Mariners against the Texas Rangers, 9:40 out in the great Northwest. Quick draw, how you feeling over there?
Feeling good. Feeling great.
That's good all or I got great? For feeling Both. Good, feeling great.
Both. Let's keep it that way.
Yeah. Well, okay. You started off a little slow this morning, you know?
I did, yeah. You know, it was a
rough night?
No excuse for it. Just off.
You can blame me. I don't care. Well, no, I did kind of the one. The rest were definitely on you.
Oh, the interview time.
Yeah.
No, the first one was on me, for sure.
Yeah. Cut my read off early and stuff, you know?
I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're not
No one would have. It sounded natural. I'd have to go back and listen to it. All right. Well, I didn't cut you off mid-word. I know that.
We don't want your day to stir in a pear shape, so let's go to that fun house.
Yeah.
Quick Draws Fun House. The Rudeness Tuneness Text Reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
I like that quick draw.
105.7 The Fan.
First one here says, the O-line has impressed me so far this season, protecting Lamar really well against some heavy blitz attacks by Miami and New England, night and day compared to last year.
Oh, perfectly well said. Night and day. And here's the thing about it is because four of them have played together the whole time, they're getting a feel for each other, especially in the run game, and they're getting better. They're getting, you know, because in this run game, the key for the run game is their positioning, and it's getting better.
This one here says, let's not get crazy about Maryland just yet. I feel like they usually give someone in the Big Ten East a little bit of a run for their money and then turn into the same old Maryland.
Well, we talked about it earlier with Jeff Ehrman. What was the average score, Maryland-Michigan?
Like
44-10 or something like that. I mean, that was a competitive ball game from the opening kick where Maryland basically gave them 7 points right out of the gate. But to the texter's point, if Maryland lays an egg here, I think that's more of an indictment that maybe Michigan was looking past the Terps a little bit. Because that was Michigan's first real test of the year. I mean, they were spanking, you know, UConn and Hawaii. And, you know, they finally got a little bit of a comp Maybe play down to the level? Unless Maryland drubs Michigan State, then Maryland might prove it.
Right. The only thing that I thought, Bob, in that game, though, when, you know, you're down 7-0 in 8 seconds into the game, they responded. I mean, because they took that ball and went right down the field. Kicked so the they, field they goal, responded.
It was tied at halftime until Michigan scored that. Maryland, it was actually a really close game. Two plays, both resulted in touchdowns. Mm-hmm. Turned out to be the difference in that game. The run at the end of the half and the opening kickoff.
Another person chiming in here says, Lamar looks like an MVP candidate now. Not sure if that will continue once the running game relies less on him. Then goes on to say, pay him absolutely, still a firm no on the guaranteed money.
Yeah. Here's the thing, just watching him, it seems like when the games are like really competitive, tight games, he gets involved in the run game. Like the Jets, he really didn't need to, but the others, he kind of did, and they needed him to. And he did, because like in those critical, you know, like if you know, like on some of those third and twos, they ain't handing. He's running that off tackle power.
And this last one here says, I think the Ravens secondary could be great. Everyone knows the problem with this defense is the pass rush. Doesn't matter how good your secondary is if the quarterback has all day to throw. I think DaCosta needs to throw around some draft picks, bring in a pass rusher midseason. You can't count on two players coming back from injury.
It's not their style to do that, you know. And who's going to trade you a good pass rusher? I mean, that's what you're looking for.
Busted a move for Ngakoue a couple of years ago. Yeah. That didn't pan out. But go from 32nd to great?
Yeah.
How about get the middle of the pack?
Yeah. I remember when I was in Washington and we were 32nd. We were horrible with Mike Nolan. And we brought in a new D coordinator. And we just wanted to get, you know, like to 20. And we got to like 20. You know, we end up winning the division. So you don't have to make that big a jump. If they can go from 32 to 21 or 20, that's a huge, because, I mean, they're 32 and it ain't close, Bob. They're 32 in the against the pass by like 70-some yards to the next team.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll have more Ravens talk coming your way tomorrow. Actually, I am off tomorrow morning. Cordell's going to be in for me, Cordell Woodland, because I'm getting my eye looked at. But I will be back for Baltimore baseball tonight with Bill Ripken tomorrow night. Got the what? You got film study. Got Harb's meeting with the media. Lamar usually talks to the media on Wednesday. Maybe have some clarity on Michael Pierce and his injury. Hopefully talking about the Orioles trying to make a 3 in a row against the Boston Red Sox. So there's plenty to get into. And we're going to do it the best we can tomorrow starting at 10 o'clock. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. We want to talk to you in the morning. For now, class dismissed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!